Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you know, Tom was sharing some of the etiquette rules for kids from the 15th century. What are some of the worst things that we do at the table nowadays?
Use your phone.
Okay.
Blow your nose.
Well,
we did most of the ones on that list except for spitting at the table. I don't think we do that now.
I will say this. We probably need some help in this area. I know Tom got called out the other day. Someone was saying for you to stop eating while you're at work on
the
microphone.
I've been trying to work on that.
That's Tom. We see him eat breakfast every day. And we've had listeners call in and see me at a restaurant eating and call me out.
And there's been complaints from coworkers too.
Okay. Well, you know, I had a friend, we were out one time, and she was like telling this story, and she had a piece of meat on her fork. And so she's, you know, she's getting her hands, you know, moving as she was telling it.
Oh, no.
So the fork was moving. All of a sudden, the meat flies up, lands right in my tea. It was like a two-point shot.
I'd have caught that in my mouth. I'd have been like, you know, those Japanese restaurants, those hibachi bars, I'd have caught that.
So talking with your hands when you have a piece of meat on a fork ain't probably a good thing.
Yeah.
That was not mentioned on the list.
Did you call the meat? Like, was it yours at that point?
Oh, yeah, it's mine. Okay. It's mine. Just let me drink it.
Couldn't get it up the straw, though, could you?
Yeah, I had to get a fork for my tea there. That's a problem. So when it comes to manners, while we are eating, here are the worst things that you do at the table. What do you think the number one thing was? It was mentioned already.
Cell phones.
Blowing your nose.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Blowing your nose at the table is a bad thing.
Yeah, it is. You have to tell someone that?
And, you know, you always hear it usually, you know, lunch around Sunday.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's that guy in the suit, and he's like,
yeah, over in the corner. And looks like he just got out of church. Leaves no tip. Leaves a track.
All right. Number two on the list was not technology. Not yet. It's cleaning your fingernails out at the table.
That's gross.
Yeah, I don't do that because I bite my fingernails, so there's nothing left to eat.
That's true.
Or dig out from underneath. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why you look at me like that, Heidi?
It's just gross. A grown man biting his nails is just not very manly.
But you don't do it at the table, do you?
Hey, you don't do it at the table if there's not anything else to eat.
Good thing you were taken, Tom.
Thank goodness, exactly, because wouldn't be getting along with her.
That's just me. My opinion.
Okay. Talking with your mouth full was number three on the list.
Oh, Tom.
I don't do that.
Every day. In fact, I left the room the other day. You were trying to talk, and I walked out going, not talking to you with the mouth full. And Hawk goes,
I couldn't understand what you said.
Hawk goes, you tell him. I'm like, I did.
You said that, Hawk?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm not going to talk to you.
I said, tell him. Tell him.
I did.
All right.
Fine.
Okay. Chewing with your mouth full, too, is also a bad thing.
What?
Well, talking with your mouth full is one thing, but chewing with your mouth open while you're...
There's a difference in what you said in that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You said chewing with your mouth full.
Well, sometimes you do have too much in your mouth and you're...
Oh, yeah.
You look like a hamster, one of those hamsters with the things in their jaws.
Are you saying that generally or are you talking about me specifically again?
You specifically.
This sucks.
All right. Picking your teeth at the table was also mentioned. Then technology at the table.
I'm 10 for 10.
Okay. So technology, too, is a big deal for folks. Then... okay, and I don't do this because I find it disgusting. Not disgusting, but it's just weird. My kids do it. They'll lick their fingers.
Well, that's where it's finger licking good came from.
Yeah, I know.
I'm having ribs today. Okay. I will be licking my fingers.
But once you touch the salt shaker and the ketchup bottle, you don't want to lick your fingers. I just think that would be like spreading germs.
I mean, you eat some foods with your fingers, like chicken tenders.
What's okay? What's good etiquette? Like, if you're going to lick your fingers, ribs, you can lick your fingers and it doesn't look weird.
Fried chicken.
Wings.
Wings, okay.
All the other things.
Okay. But not like, how about a juicy hamburger? It gets on your little pinky right there. And
yeah.
Okay.
But not if you're using a fork and knife eating a steak.
Yeah, anything you eat with your fingers, you should be able to lick your fingers.
Okay. Taking too large a bites, mentioned the worst things we do at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be like, that can make you choke too.
Okay. Cut up all your food. There's a lot of people don't cut up all their food correctly.
I don't understand what that's about. Mind your own business.
You cut what you eat. You don't like cut your whole steak up and then eat it.
Oh, like your mom, cooking, like
you
she's
cut
cutting
as
all
you
the.
Eat. Yeah.
Yeah, I got friends that'll do that. They'll cut their entire filet up into chunks.
Yeah.
And I'm over here going, okay.
Well, you know what? I guess it does look weird for adults to do that.
But still, is it that big a deal?
Yeah, because then all you're doing is go.
Oh, you're eating it fast.
You're eating it too fast. You want to dine.
My friend doesn't make
steak.
That sound, though.
Okay.
I'm not eating with y'all. Y'all are very judgmental.
Rocking back in your chair was next. Rubbing your full belly, like you lean back and then you're like, whoa.
I don't think there's a thing wrong with undoing your pants at the table, though, if you have to.
And I rub my belly. So.
It's kind of interesting how some of these things are so horrible, and then the same people that think they're so horrible are okay with other ones.
But unbuttoning your pants, no one is affected at the table by that. You picking your teeth.
You can do that under your shirt if you ate too much.
You just want to make sure there's a dinner cloth or a tablecloth.
Or
when
a napkin.
When you're unbuttoning your pants.
Or go to the restroom and unbutton them and put your shirt over.
They could fall off on the way.
Okay, you can do that. And then finally, mention worst things to do at the table, a napkin bib.
Why?
Yeah, you shove the napkin right on your collar.
Right.
There's some restaurants that will do that for you, though, depending, like if you're eating crab, lobster, they bring you that to put over your tie or your shirt.
I don't see how something that makes you cleaner could be bad.
Yeah. We're getting a text, too, Tom, saying stop eating while we're having this conversation on the radio.
I thought it was allowed in this conversation because it was demonstrating.
I will say this. For the worst things you do at the table, no one mentioned passing gas, so I'm good.
Wow.
Oh, my. Add that to the list.
More room on the outside.
Have you ever noticed that no one ever asked us to go out to dinner with them anymore?
No. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.